The moon, the chief hairdresser, highlights. The sylph in stockings, airy or shadowy ones, are baffled by phyla trees of dog's droppings, and a snake's head is sovereign against baleful manifestations. Never wander off humming with a notion to bathe in lonely mountain pools. Morning water girls hang out there. Carry dog lights in your pocket to shame their nakedness, their rich, sticky bud, honey-stuck nipples. Don't get half-arsed strolling at night. Don't stop for a piss behind a tree, gazing up at Orion's belt because old Goatman will stop by. Carry some sliced tortoise meat as a counterspell. Keep a prophylactic in your back pocket, or you may swell up and die. The shadowy ones will make friends with dogs. Knowing the wolf whistle by heart, they will learn your name and call it on the wind. They have no shame, naked as daylight. They will sit around a welkin fire at night, playing their enticing flutes of random and chaos. The secret of the sylph. He opened the icebox in which he was keeping the secret of the sylph. When his eye was distracted by a cold compote of plums, he made an Orion's belt of plumstones and a garland of literary devices. The sylph always wore a device below her belt. Now, if the night sky were hair, then the stars would be jewels, and the moon the chief hairdresser. The sky is a net holding the stars for fish to swim through. The secret of the sylph, and close the box. The sylph in tights. Trees are their dwelling places. Garlands are plaited violet trees. If you lop, chop, or fell a tree, enchant counter charms. Thorn trees and the wild pear have repelling properties, as does the ripe honey flower. Box is also a powerful apotropic. One drop will make you taller than an oak. They will not be able to stop you gatecrashing their wild parties. You will stride from one mountain to the next. You will never grow old. Your favorite pastimes will be naked running, naked wrestling, and naked horseback riding. The sylph and the barbecue. Good and bad omens can be discerned in the flight of birds, the ostrich and the emu. Study the leftover litter of barbecues. Learn to eruscupate from entrails, the marinade of wild mountain thyme, red basil, and virgin olive oil, the spread of chicken wings, the tossed tissue, the beardless eye of the vulture, one watching for moments of weakness and indecision. Carry dog lights, droppings, nutmeg. It is very important to lay the lamb on a flattened branch before you cut its throat. Don't look into it. The eyes, roast it whole on a spit. Study its guts for mantic significance. Enjoy. Have a few beers.